On Community Conversation, we're going to be talking about the Adrian Ray Literacy Center here in Adrian. And happy to have on the program to talk more about that is the new director for the Adrian Ray Literacy Center. And we have Rhea Sineshevsky. Get that close?
Pretty good.
All right. Rhea, thanks so much for being on the program. And you are the new director there. How long have you been the new director at the Adrian Ray Literacy Center?
I am. Well, first of all, thanks for having me. I've been there since the beginning of June, so just a couple months.
Yeah. This is such a unique and special thing to be able to have here, not only in Adrian, but for Lenawee County area. And tell us a little bit about what the Adrian Ray Literacy Center is. First off, where is it at?
Sure. We are located on the Siena Heights campus, right next to the Dominican Sisters Mother House. Mm-hmm. So if you know where that is, you'll see our sign right out there on Siena Heights Drive. We were started back in 2008 by the Adrian Dominican Sisters, and they had already started a few other literacy programs around the country and just saw a need here in Lenawee County. So what we do is we provide literacy tutoring mostly for adult learners who want to improve their English literacy skills.
And is that done how? With classes, is that done one-on-one? How's that done then, Rhea?
Well, at our center, we really utilize volunteers. Volunteers are the heart of our center. So we only have a few staff, and everything else is done by trained volunteers. So the volunteer tutors meet one-on-one with adult learners, and they have evidence-based curriculum that they use, and we teach all of our volunteers how to use that and support you along the way. So there's leveled curriculums. Everyone that comes into us looking for tutoring comes from a different place, sometimes literally and sometimes figuratively.
Yeah.
But they have different goals, right? And they have different educational backgrounds. So some might start at kind of the very basic level of curriculum, and some might start at a more advanced level. And we help them to the volunteers to assess the learners and to get them into the right curriculum. And then volunteers use that curriculum to help them move along and meet their goals.
Okay. And it's so important to make sure that they are able to read and speak the language too, because this probably is their going to be their second language, right?
For most of our learners, English is a second language. I would say, I don't have the exact number right now, but right around 90% of our learners are English as a second language learners. Mm-hmm. So most of them have come from a different country, have immigrated here for various reasons, and want to have a better grasp on the English language for various reasons. Some of them did come here as children and just never received a proper education and now are wanting to get that as an adult. But we also serve native English speakers. So it might be someone who went through the school system. Maybe they made it all the way through. Maybe they didn't, but they just never really gained those skills, you know, the basic phonics and things like that. And so they're just really struggling as an adult to read and write, and they'll come. So we have people that come and have never spoken English, and we have people who have a very strong, you know, they're native speakers, they can speak clearly, but
sure,
they maybe went their whole lives without being able to read well, and
yeah,
they want to change that.
And, you know, that all depends on the situation, too, like you mentioned about those that, you know, English is their first language. But like you said, for some reason, sometimes, depending on the person, it just never clicked, or they just didn't get that education or that attention as a young person, mm-hmm, but here's the opportunity to be able to improve upon that, right?
Yeah, and you'd be surprised how well you can get along with basic literacy skills.
Yeah.
But we would argue that your quality of life isn't as good.
Yeah.
And so some people just come in and they say, you know, I've had this thing that I've hidden, I haven't been able to read well, and I want to change that. And the really great thing about adult learners is that they are motivated, and so people that come to us really want to be there. They really want to learn, and so sometimes we get people who are hesitant to volunteer who think, well, how can I do this, or what if they don't want to be there, or what if they don't? And that's not the case. Everybody that comes to our center, the learners, are so grateful to be there. They really are, and they work hard. So adults are motivated by goals, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of my friends right now are learning to make sourdough Are I'm not sure? interested. Yeah. So I'll eat it, but I'm not going to take the time to learn how to do that and do that whole process. But if it's something that I'm interested in, or I have, you know, a need that I'm trying to meet, I'll learn it.
Yes.
So the people that are coming, they want to learn, and they're just great.
And I can just imagine there might be the situations, Rhea, to where they might not have gained the ability to be able to read as well as they should, especially if they have a newborn that has come along and say, "Now I want to be able to read to my child as they're growing up too."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. A lot of people will come because they're motivated by their kids. And on a side note, you know, a child's literacy and their academic success, the number one factor in their success is how well their mother reads or their mother's literacy level. I'm going to argue the father's is important too, but some parents will come because for that very reason, I can't read in English as well as I want to my child. But then even more so, once the school years start, they want to be involved in the child's education. So if they can't really understand what's going on at conferences, or, you know, I've had with my own kids, sometimes the math seems like a different language or whatever, but really not being able to help their child with basic homework, you feel disappointed as a parent in yourself, and you want to do better by your child. And so that motivates a lot of people. But yeah, we have people that come in who haven't really received much education in any language. And we have people that come in who are doctors, lawyers, veterinarians from different countries. And so again, we are going to cater what they're learning, because they've, you know, most of the languages that people have learned when they've come in are phonics based, like ours, where we sound out the words. So they can get that a little bit easier than somebody who really needs that basic phonics instruction.
Yeah.
So we have different curriculum, and we'll assess and figure out where they need to be.
I think this is such a neat thing to be able to have, Rhea, to be able to have that opportunity for the people to be able to take advantage of. Now, if someone is in that arena to where they need to have something like this, how do they go about coming to the the Literacy Center then?
Sure. So they can reach out. They can call us. Our number is 517-264-7320. They can email. Our general email, I'm looking because I get it wrong, is info@AdrianRay, which is spelled R-E-A, literacy.org. Or they can go to our website, which is adrianrayliteracy.org, and there's a form they can fill out there, and then we'll contact them.
Even if someone knows of someone that could use this help, this assistance, and to be able to learn how to read, I'm sure that, you know, you would take them and saying, "Hey, you know, I know about the Adrian Ray Literacy Center. Here's how to go and to hook up with them."
Yeah, we do get calls from people saying, "I know this person, and can you help them?" For sure. And, you know, we help with reading skills and literacy skills. We also help with conversation skills. And so most for ESL, English as a Second Language curriculum, it's going to include the component of speaking.
Yes.
As well as learning to read. We also offer English speaking classes. We don't do that. Those are offered periodically, so we advertise for those. We have one that just started, but sometimes we have people that maybe can't commit to tutoring, but they want to improve their English speaking skills, so they'll come in for that 8-week class, or sometimes we have people who will start with that because maybe really they just have very little basic English and kind of need that before they start the tutoring process. So we do both things. We try to give people what they need. We have some people where we do math tutoring as well.
Oh, really?
Usually it's somebody who came in and maybe they started with the reading and the literacy, and then we move on to the math when we realize that's something that they want help with as well.
Is there a fee for receiving this service?
There is no fee. All of our services are free. We accept donations for curriculum and things like that, but we don't offer any we offer lots of services. We don't have fees for any of our services, and anyone can utilize them.
Okay, great. So that should not be a barrier then.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. We talked about, you know, having the ability to help these people on learning how to read and speak English. Do you need help with people to be able to help in that transition, some volunteers to be able to be tutors?
Yes, we definitely need volunteer tutors. One really cool thing about our center is it has, I would say, a family feel. People tend to stick around there for a long time. So I'm new, but we have tutors who've been there for 10 years, 15 years. And we don't expect that kind of commitment from a new person.
Right.
But some of those people, you know, they've been doing it for a while and they could use a break. But we have a lot of learners still coming in and needing tutors. So we definitely need some new people. Right now we have about 60 tutors, and we would love to have many more. We are having a training coming up for new volunteers. It's September 27th, which is a Saturday.
Okay.
It's in the afternoon. And so if somebody's interested in becoming a tutor, they could contact me. Again, our number is 517-264-7320, or they can email at that info@adrianrayliteracy.org, or on our website, there's a whole form they can fill out. And if they're interested, we'll send an application. We have you come in and observe so you can see what a tutoring session looks like and make sure this feels like a good fit for you.
Sure.
And then after you think, yeah, I can do that, hopefully that's what you think right away, we'll come in and have you train. If that date doesn't work for someone, we will have some alternate dates. So we'll figure it out. If you're willing to help, we'll take you. The only really qualifications that you need to have, first of all, we're only open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 8.
Okay.
So having availability during that 12-hour span each day. We ask for a commitment of once a week. Usually it takes about an hour and a half to 2 hours to do a tutoring session. And obviously people go on vacation and do that kind of thing, and that's fine. But in general, we are tutors and learners. You're matched with someone, so you're committed to them and they're committed to you, and you meet every week. We require you to be an adult, to have a high school diploma. And beyond that, we just really need, we really need people who can be flexible, who have just a good sense of humor, who want to be there and make a difference in someone's life. You don't have to be a former teacher or someone who's done anything teaching or education in the past.
Yeah.
You can be whoever and just come in and really want to help somebody to meet their goals in life.
To give back.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, this is a great way to give back and being able to help out another fellow human being too. Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, this is a volunteer opportunity that you really are doing the work. So, like I said, we're a volunteer-based organization. Our staff train and support and help, and we do tutor ourselves as well. But our work is done by volunteers. So if you want to make a big impact, this is a great place to do it. And, yeah, we'd love to have you.
Well, you mentioned about the fact I was going to ask about, you know, if someone who's coming in to receive the tutoring services, you know, if they are already working, is how that would work. But it sounds like you got a big span of time. Was it from 8 in the morning until 8 at night?
Yeah. So we have people that work, you know, kind of your normal daytime hours, and they come in at night. That's tends to be our busiest time.
Sure.
But we have people who work overnights, and they'll come in maybe in the afternoon, and we have some people who come in the early morning before they go in for the day to work. So, you know, for example, this morning, one of the people that came in, she just to talk about, you know, how committed people are to this, she has to drop her child off at school at 8, and she gets to us by 8:30. She leaves at 10 so she can get to work by 10:30.
Wow.
And she does that every Monday. And so, you know, people want to be there, and they're just inspiring. The learners really are inspiring. So are the tutors. The relationships they build is just, I don't know, it's great to see The other really neat thing is that you're in there at the same time with other tutor-learner pairs, so you get to know the other people.
Yeah.
That, you know, if you're there on Monday nights, you get to know all the other Monday night people. And so it's a real community. People
sure.
know, you know, what's going on in each other's lives, and they know all the learners that are there, and it's just a... It's a really positive environment.
Yeah, yeah. I can just imagine it being that way. Well, Rhea, once again, the Eder and Ray Literacy Center, so good to have you on the program to talk a little bit more about it. Once again, if they would like to know whether they are wanting to tutor or if they want to be a learner, what's the best way for making that contact?
Sure. Well, thank you again for having me. Our number is 517-264-7320. Our email is info@adrianrayrea.org, and our website is adrianrayliteracy.org.
The director of the Eder and Ray Literacy Center, Maria Sanishevsky.
Sanishevsky.
Yeah, all right. Thank you so much for being with us. And hopefully that we'll be talking more to you in the future about the program.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner. We'll talk again soon.